but he is good.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He's good on this morning, and we want to get into his word today, because his word is good. Amen. And we need words from the Lord. Amen. To continue to encourage us in our faith and strengthen us as we walk with him. Amen. Praise God. I ask you today to turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12. And let's look together at verse number 9 down to verse 13. Matthew chapter 12. Verse 9 through verse 13. Let's look at it together now. It says, "And when he, Jesus, was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other." Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray today. Father, we thank you and we bless you now, God, for the word that you have for us today. By faith, God, we believe you shall speak to us straight from the word of God, that you will give us revelation, that you will strengthen us in our faith. That God, that you will cause us to see things that we never have seen before.
Yeah.
That Father, that you will inspire us to go higher and deeper and farther in you.
Yeah.
So Father, right now, God, we put everything aside that we may focus our attention on your voice.
Yes.
But Father, it is by the word of God that we live. So Father God, we just ask you to speak now, God. Bless us, O Father God, to receive everything you have for us today. And Father, as we release our faith to receive, we also bind our faith together to bind the hand of the enemy, O God, who will attempt to interfere with what you desire to do today. We cast them from our midst, and we thank you now, God. Hallelujah. That your will shall be done, and you shall be blessed, and we, your people, shall be edified, built up, and strengthened.
Yes.
And for that we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Today, amen, just want to talk to you, amen, about stretching out and beyond. Stretching out and beyond. Amen. This is a time now, I truly believe in my spirit, that God is looking for us and expecting us as his people to not be complacent. That he's looking for us as his people to not accept things the way they are, primarily because that's the way they have been. And you know, we can get into a place, amen, that we can get comfortable with things simply because they're familiar. And they may not be things that are good for us. You know, some of us, amen, we get accustomed to, you know, aches and pains in our body. Not good for us, but we've learned to get along with them. We've learned to get along with being in certain situations and circumstances and you know, And it's good to be at a place where you can be trusting God and still say, I count it all joy in the midst of your situation. But I don't believe God ever wants us to allow that to put us at a place where we settle for less than God's best.
Yes. Amen.
So there is a balance that we strike between counting it all joy and yet still wanting better and then best. Because God wants to give us his best. But, you know, the things that we're going to be able to receive from God or do for God, it's going to require some stretching. We can't just stay where we are and believe that we're going to experience the new.
Amen.
The newness of life, the blessings of God, the favor of God. You know, the Bible says that his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. There's a newness to God.
Amen.
Right? God is not the same old God, and yet he says, I change not. And see, that's the paradox of God, right? You think, well, I'm the Lord God, I change not. Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. But yet there's a newness to God because he's so deep. In other words, his character doesn't change. But God wants to do new things and is doing new things in the earth. And he wants to do it through you and through me. But if we're going to get there, we have to stretch out.
Amen.
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 We just can't stay where we are.
Amen.
And God is calling us to go beyond. He wants us to stretch out and beyond from where we are. And it doesn't matter how old or young you are.
Amen.
Sometimes, you know that old saying about old dogs and new tricks, right?
Yeah.
Jasmine showed us a video. Jasmine, for those of you who don't know, it has a new dog. She don't have an old dog. She got a new dog. And he's 12 weeks old, German Shepherd. His name is Fonzie. And she showed us she called us the other day. I guess we were video chatting on the phone. And she told Fonzie, sit. He sat down. Lay down. Get down. And it took a while. He was looking. He looked at him like. And then after a couple of times of looking down, he got down. And then she put out her hand and said, shake. And after a while, he gave her his paw. And she said, he just learned that. I just told him that yesterday. See, new dogs can learn new tricks.
Yeah.
But can you imagine if Fonzie was like 12 years old? In human years, right? I mean, he'd be like, what, 84 in dog years.
Mm-hmm.
You tell Fonzie, shake. Fonzie looked at you and just, I'm not shaking anything. They said you can't teach old dogs new tricks. And how many of you know, for a lot of us as human beings, sometimes the older we get, the less inclined we are to stretch out because we have all kinds of reasons why. I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
I'm good. That's for the young people. But I want you to know, God's command that we stretch out and beyond is not just for the young.
Exactly.
It's also for the not so young.
Yes.
Because the truth of the matter is, it's just simply for the obedient.
Amen.
Huh? It's just simply for those who are going to be obedient. Our scripture text, amen, today, Jesus is in the synagogue. And the Jewish leaders are around him. And in their midst was a man who had a withered hand. His hand was withered, meaning it got all dried up and shriveled, right? And was contracted into his body. Unlike, another hand or arm that, it can be freely used and free range of motion and can be extended and so forth. This hand was withered, brought in, right? Useless. And they're on the Sabbath day, and Jesus knows what's going on in their mind, these religious leaders. They don't want to know if Jesus is going to do anything on the Sabbath day, because they had all these rules on the Sabbath day, the religious leaders did. And so Jesus said, if you had a sheep, what man among you wouldn't get that sheep out of the pit, if it fell into the pit on the Sabbath day, he said, every last one of you would do it. He said, how much better then is it is to help a man than it is to help a sheep? Mm-hmm. You know the religious things go so backwards that they would get a sheep out of pit, but if you would believe them, amen, you don't help another human being. And we say, man, I can't believe that. But see, some people treat inanimate objects better than they treat human beings.
True. Yeah.
Some people care for their car better than they care for their wife.
Yeah.
That's true. Amen. They make sure their car looks good.
That's true.
They be waxing, wax on, wax off, talking sweet to the car. You look so good. Look at this shine. Haven't given their wife a compliment in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, they talk about their car. We have to treat each other better, y'all.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God is a God of relationships, and He wants us, the teaching that He gives us is to be played out in the context of relationships. What good is it for us to learn all these good things from the Word of God if we're not going to live them out in the context of our relationships?
Amen.
Right? See, the Word of God should make you a better spouse. It should make you a better child. It should make you a better parent. It should make you a better employer. It should make you a better employee. It should make you a better neighbor. It should make you a better driver. It should make you a better person.
Yes.
So that you interact with other people and they're better because they came in contact with you. One of the greatest things when you and I leave this earth is that we left this place better than when we came.
Yes. Amen.
In other words, it was a benefit for you being here.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to hear somebody say at your funeral is, good riddance.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. No.
We were watching the Carmichael show. I don't even know if that still comes on. But it was really funny. They had a real fun. Somebody died. I forget who it was. It might have been Carmichael's dad. I don't know who it was. But they had a hard time getting somebody to come up there and say good words for the man.
That's
a travesty, amen.
Yes.
Leave this place better the way you came. And how do you do that? By taking this word of God that God has taken the time to teach you and then living it out in the context of relationship.
Yes.
That's true.
Amen.
But the Pharisees cared more about the sheep than they did for the man. And so Jesus said, how much more better is this man than the sheep? And then he told them, it's lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. How many of you know that? Amen. You can, there's never an inappropriate time to do good.
Right.
It's never an inappropriate time to do good. He said, it's lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. So this man is there with the withered hand, and he says to the man, watch this, stretch forth your hand. Now, on the surface, if somebody doesn't know Jesus, they can say, that seems cruel.
Yeah.
Right? Because his hand is withered, and you're telling him to do the very thing with the hand that he can't do. He can't stretch it forth. That's the problem. It's withered. It's right? It's contracted. It's useless. And Jesus is saying, stretch it out.
Stretch it out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those of us who know God know there's nothing cruel about God.
Amen.
Those of us who know Jesus know there's nothing cruel about Jesus. Amen. God is good.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Jesus, the Son of God, is good.
Yeah.
So there's nothing cruel about it. But it's the way God operates. See, your hand seems to be used. Stretch forth your hand. But that's how Jesus is, right? The man is lying on the bed. He's lying on a mat. He's the sick of the palsy. There's been more than one man where Jesus said, they're paralyzed, take up your bed and walk.
Amen.
That seems cool, amen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm paralyzed. Take up your bed and walk. Jesus spit on the eyes of a blind man and then said this, What do you see? You see anything? That seems cruel, amen.
Yes.
He's blind. And what do you see? How many fingers I got up? That would seem cruel if you don't know God. Yes. If you don't know Jesus. But that's how Jesus is. And this is the real extreme. He said to a dead man, come forth. Do you understand? So when you understand, no, this is not cruelty. This is how God works. He looks at things that, and he speaks right into that area of seeming impossibility.
Yes, yes.
And commands something, some light to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? You blind, well, what do you see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paralyzed, get up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
Dead, come forth.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right? And so here, this is just the way God is. And so you have a hearing in your spirit, God telling you to do something in an area of impossibility, you should rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You should rejoice. Because that's how God works. And so here this man is with this withered hand, and Jesus tells him to do the very thing that it appears he can't do. He tells him to stretch it forth. Now here's the blessing of God. God will never tell you or me to do something that he has not or will not equip us to do.
That's true.
God doesn't play games.
No, he doesn't.
God's not going to tease you or me and tell us to do something that we cannot do in his power. But he wants to know, are we willing to stretch out and beyond our current limitations? Right? And so he says to the man, stretch forth your hand. And we got to understand that that's a commandment. It wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't asking the man if he felt like stretching forth his hand. It was a command. Stretch forth your hand.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about these jokers who don't want to do good on a Sabbath day. Stretch forth your hand.
Amen.
It's a commandment. But with the commandment is a promise that in obedience, a grace will be released in your life where you're able to do the thing that you right now believe you can't do.
Yeah.
Because that man is standing there in their midst and he's saying, I can't do this. Amen. And if you read the other passages, amen, because we see the same thing in Mark and Luke. They give the same account. Jesus told the man to stand up. In other words, he told him, get up in the middle of a crowd. So there was nowhere for the man to hide. Stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told him, stretch forth your hand. But with the command, Jesus was releasing a grace in his life that was going to give him the power and the favor and the ability to do what he thought he couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to stretch first. Mm-hmm. Right? And it said, amen, that he told him to stretch forth his hand. If you look at verse 13, it said what? And he stretched it forth.
Yes.
Jesus didn't pull on it.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't give him any help.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus just gave him a command
mm-hmm.
that also had a promise of grace attached to it.
Yeah.
And how many of you know that when God commands us to do something, if we go and do it, a grace is released in our life.
Yeah.
And our power and our favor is released in our lives that allows us to do things that we couldn't do before and now to experience things that we've never experienced before
or
never experienced in a long time. I don't know how long this man's hand was with it. Could have been from birth, could have been for a short time, a long period of time. Bible doesn't say. But how many of you know? However long it was in that withered state, after he now stretched it forth in obedience to the commandment of Jesus, this man was able to do something today that he couldn't do yesterday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Uh-huh. He was able to do something today that he couldn't do yesterday. Now I can use both my hands.
Yes.
Amen.
This man had a new lease on life. He had newness of life because he obeyed the words of Jesus to stretch out. And I believe God is saying to you and to me, we need to start stretching out and beyond our limitations. We need to throw off some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Throw off those limitations. Amen. And don't want to talk about being reckless because it's about doing it at the commandment of God.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. No one's asking you to act like you're not a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know something, but people act, oh, it's time for you to throw off the chains, and the people just start being reckless. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start doing it. No one's telling you that. Mm-hmm. You still are a child of God.
Yes.
That's just a reminder. Mm-hmm. So you still have to be led by the Spirit of God. The point is, when the Spirit of God leads you and commands you, throw everything to the wind. Mm-hmm. It's not just throw everything to the wind when God hasn't said.
Yeah.
That's right.
One is foolishness.
Yeah.
The other is obedience. And God is calling us to what? Obedience.
Yes.
Now, I was thinking about this thing about stretching, and I started to think about, you know, in the natural, there are some things that stretching is, you know, it's good to stretch. I'm just talking about the natural. It's just good to stretch. I mean, you know, for those who, you know, exercise and things, amen, you know, play games or play sports. If you ever go to the game, you see athletes, they stretch before the game. Mm-hmm. You ever see in the Olympics, amen, that 100 meter dash is no longer than 10 minutes, 10 seconds, I mean, but man, they stretching and doing all kinds of things, amen, and they warm up. But you stretch. Mm-hmm. You don't just get up out there. So that's what I think about this stretching, because God is calling us to stretch. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about stretching in the natural is that it prepares you for a planned activity. Mm-hmm. Right? You get ready to play basketball, you stretch. You get ready to play football, you stretch. Mm-hmm. You get ready to play some tennis, you stretch. It prepares you for a planned activity. Mm-hmm. I know when I at the gym that I go to, we stretch and we do different stretches every day based on the exercises that are to come. Mm-hmm. If we're going to use our shoulders, we'll do some stretching of our back and our shoulders. If we're going to use our quads, we stretch our quads. Right? We don't do the same stretches every day. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. Like, people say, oh, touch your toes every day. And see, if you go to the gym and all you do is touch your toes, I don't know how many exercises you're going to be doing that's going to be touching your toes. Now, I know touching your toes stretches your hamstrings. I get it. Mm-hmm. Amen. But the bottom line is that the stretching that the coach has all of us do is based on the planned activity that's to come.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he wants to stretch the muscles that you're about to use in the workout that's before you.
Yes.
What good is it to stretch your hamstrings if today you're working upper body?
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Well, put it another way. If you are working your lower body, and all you're doing is stretching your shoulders and doing all this kind of stuff, and now you're going to do some leg exercise, you might pull a muscle. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you haven't stretched in anticipation of the planned activity. And see, That's what God. How many of you know God has some planned activities for you?
Yeah.
Huh? God has some plans for you, but in order for you to engage in the planned activities that God has, you're going to have to stretch.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
You're going to have to get beyond this idea of what it is that I should be doing at this stage in my life.
Amen.
I still don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. Amen.
Amen.
I hold out the possibility that I could be doing something totally different with the rest of my life that I never even thought about.
Wow.
Huh? I mean, do you ever think about that? That you could do something that right now has never
entered your mind.
I have not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for those who love Him. God has some things, could have some things in store for you and me that we have never even thought about.
Yes.
And who's to say that some of the things that you've been doing to this part of your life has been nothing but one big stretch?
Wow.
Huh? God getting you prepared for the planned activity. I see too many people in the Bible who didn't do things until their later years. Why should I think I could be any that it could be any different for me? It could be the same thing for me. But stretching gets us to get ready for a planned activity. But here's the thing, like I said, there's a proper way to stretch.
Yeah.
A lot of people stretch this way, you know, they stretch and they hold it. You know, whatever they're stretching they do, they just, you know, they stay over for 10 seconds. You ever hear that? You stretch for 10 seconds? Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing, just hold it for 10 seconds and get up. Stretch this way for 10 seconds. From one of the things I've learned, man, that ain't a good way to stretch. That ain't how you're going to be moving. You don't be holding something for 10 seconds or whatever. It's good to just stretch and like you know, just get the blood flowing, get some movement in there. You gotta know how to stretch. And even with God, you gotta know how to stretch. You gotta know when to stretch. You remember the children of Israel when they didn't want to go fight Ai? They didn't want to go fight. And then they thought they can just go up without God.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
They thought they could go up without God. We're going to go up and...
yep.
And what happened to them when they went to fight Ai? Huh? They got beat.
Yes, they lost.
They got beat. Now here's the thing. They got to the point where now they're saying, we're not just going to stay on our victory, right? Because they had taken Jericho, right? And we're not going to rest on our laurels. We're going to do something new. But here's the thing. God wasn't with them.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
And so it's good to say, I'm going to go and do something new. But you better make sure God's with you in the doing.
Amen. Amen.
See, because that's an improper way to stretch.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out and stretch out and beyond, but God didn't tell you to go, and God's not with you in the going, that's not good stretching.
Amen.
Exactly.
We got to stretch the right way. And what's the way we stretch? We stretch on a commandment of God.
Mm-hmm.
We got to wait till God commands us. The other thing about stretching, though, amen, stretching improves our flexibility. I don't know about you, amen, but I get up in the morning at this stage, for the less, I ain't as flexible as I used to be. I used to just jump out of bed. Those days are over. I plan my moves. I'm just trying to tell you. Amen? And there's some things, amen, I got to stretch out. Why? In order to improve my flexibility.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God for young people that just get up out of bed and they are running. That's the blessing of youth. Oh, but now, hey man, if I want to be flexible, I got to do some stretching. It improves my flexibility. It allows me now to be able to do some of the things, both ordinary and extraordinary, that I have ahead of me for the rest of the day. And it's the same thing when God stretches us. It improves our flexibility.
Yes.
And people of faith need to be flexible. Why? We were talking about it today in Sunday school. Because things that are unexpected always happens to those who are following God.
That's true. That's
when you follow God, see, you may think you know where you're going with God, but there's a reason why it says the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. See, because once you take a faith step, you go a certain place, but in order to take the next step, you're going to need another dose of faith. Why? Because it was good enough to get you here, but see, now that you're here, God sometimes knows how to throw a curveball. He knows how to put you and curve you this way and that way, and you didn't expect to go the way that you're going, but you have to have the flexibility to keep going. A lot of people, amen, because their life doesn't unfold the way they thought it would, you know what they do? They throw their hands up and take a seat. But when you have a flexibility, your day doesn't have to go a certain way, you still can be focused on doing the will of God. You still can be focused on God and know that He's good and not get sidetracked and not get defeated because you are able to adapt on the fly.
Amen.
I think that's a characteristic of people who truly walk in faith, because they know, okay, I got caught in a traffic jam today. Okay, my appointment got canceled. Okay, this happened or that happened that I didn't expect. But I'm still going to do the thing that God has me to do. I'm still going to accomplish things. Can you imagine? Can you imagine starting a business or whatever and not understanding that there's going to be some times when the money ain't coming in? Can you imagine getting married and not believing that sometimes you and your spouse are not going to see eye to eye?
Right.
Can you imagine living this life and not believing that sometimes bad things happen to good people and things can happen to you that you didn't deserve and didn't expect? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the faith to keep walking with God,
mm-hmm.
Amen. Because you're too rigid. You can't accept the unexpected things that happen to all of us.
Amen.
I hear people complain about things that I look at and I go, that's life.
Exactly.
What you're complaining about is life. Mm-hmm. Life doesn't often go in a straight line.
Yeah.
It has curves and it has breaks and it has detours and it has all kinds of things.
Yeah.
That's life.
Yes, it is.
And if you aren't flexible, then God can't use you to stretch out and beyond. Because I'm telling you now, when you go out there, you're going to run into some things you didn't expect.
Exactly.
The waters are going to be choppy.
Right.
You out there in your little kayak, you think, oh, this is nice. But the deeper you go, But when we are ready to stretch out and beyond, see, it allows us to be flexible, because I know if I'm going into an area that I've never been before, if I'm going into a place where God, I need to keep my options open. When I say options, I don't mean options like I'm going to go this way or that way. But I mean understanding that things can happen to me that I don't expect. And I have to be ready to follow God this way, or follow God that way, or follow God whatever way He leads me.
Yes. Yes.
And not to get fixated on, God, you told me I was going this way, and so now that this way is cut off, I'm ready to go back.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the children of Israel did?
Yeah.
When things didn't quite work out, right?
Yeah.
When the giants in the land were too big, what did they say? Let us get a leader and go back to Egypt.
Yeah.
See, people who aren't flexible and don't think, well, there's a giant. Well, now, God, show me how to get rid of this giant. See, that's the flexibility when you're stretching out and beyond.
Yeah.
See, Caleb and Joseph and Jacob had a different heart. They looked at that, and Joshua, they had a different heart. Then he looked at that and said, no, nah, we can well able to take these giants.
Mm-hmm.
What did the 10 spies do? No, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get us a captain and let's do what? Let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back where it's familiar. Let's go back where it's safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But when God is calling you to stretch out and you're willing to stretch out and beyond, you become flexible.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? This didn't work. Okay, we don't have enough money right now, but God's going to make a way.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to get more money in, but it's not in, but God's going to make a way.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know things always cost more than you think they're going to cost?
Yes.
Do you understand this?
Always.
You buy a house? Understand something. You can figure out if you want how much your mortgage is going to be per month, and you can compare it to your rent and say, okay, oh, I'm going to have $500 left over.
No, you're not.
I'm just trying to tell you. It's going to cost more than you think.
Yes.
You send your kid to school and you think it's going to cost more.
Yes.
It's the same way where you think something's going to take you 10 minutes and end up taking you 45.
Yes.
Things always take longer. It's always more.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not a person of faith, when you get to the need for more,
wow,
you get frustrated.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when you're a person of faith, hey, I thought this was only going to take me 10 minutes. It took me 45. It took me an hour. Now my day is messed up. See, you're not flexible enough.
Yeah. Exactly.
See, but if you're serving God, you know I can still get done what I need to get done, even though I face some unexpected delays and challenges and obstacles, situations and circumstances.
Exactly.
Because the one thing, it might have been unexpected to me, but it wasn't unexpected to the God I serve.
Amen.
So when you stretch, you become flexible, right? You become flexible. The other thing I was reading about stretching, amen, in the natural is that it says that if you stretch, it will help you prevent or it'll help you reduce the risk of injury. Right? Instead of just getting out there and getting out on the court and thinking, you better limber up first. But you might pull something. You might get hurt if you don't stretch. And how many of you know, when God is calling us to stretch, whether he's saying stretch forth your hand, stretch forth your imagination, whatever he's telling you to stretch forth, if you and I refuse to stretch, we may end up getting hurt.
Oh, Jesus.
Why do you say that? Because God's will is good, it's acceptable, and it's perfect. And when God is calling you and me to stretch out, he's calling us out to a deeper part of his will for our life. Mm. But some people don't want to do it. Again, those 10 spies, it was God's will that they go into the promised land. But they had to stretch forth their faith. Instead of seeing themselves as grasshoppers, they should have saw themselves as giant slayers.
Yeah.
But see, that required them to stretch forth their faith. But they didn't want to do it. And what happened to them? Right? Those 10 spies, God got rid of them.
Yeah.
It almost happened to Naaman. You remember Naaman? The captain of the Syrian army? He had leprosy. And the little maid that was in his house talked to his wife and said, there's a man of God in Israel. He should go there. And he went to Elisha's house, and he brought all these gifts and everything, and he knocked on Elisha's door, and Elisha said, okay, hold on a minute. And then a few minutes later, Elisha sent out the deacon. He sent out Gehazi, right? Pastor didn't come out, he sent out the deacon. Go wash in the river. Go wash in the Jordan River. Naaman got upset.
Yes.
Why? Because his expectation was, he even said, I just knew the man of God was going to come out here and wave his hand over me and say some words, amen. I just knew the organ was going to start. I just knew that you were going to come out with some oil. I just knew you were going to do all these things. And he said, and he was about to walk away. Why? Because God was telling him to do something that this didn't make any sense. Go wash in the Jordan. He said, we got better rivers in where I come from than that old dirty Jordan. And he was walking away mad until his servant said, what's the big deal? If the man of God were telling you to do something great, would you have done it? Yeah. So how come you just can't do the small thing? They saved Naaman. Because here's the thing. What was Naaman about to do now that he didn't want to do what God was telling him to do? God was telling him, stretch out your faith. Believe in me. You got leprosy. This may seem like it doesn't make any sense. But I'm telling you, go wash in that. Yeah, you call it a dirty Jordan, that's fine. Go wash in that dirty Jordan. And Naaman said, I don't want to do that. He didn't want to stretch his faith like that. So he was about to walk away and go back home. But do you know something? I'll tell you something that's not so much a secret. If he really would have went back home, he would have went back home with an attitude and with his leprosy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In other words, he wouldn't have gotten the new thing that God had in store for him.
Yes.
He would have continued to be an outcast. He would have continued to be diseased. He would have continued, amen, to be miserable because he wouldn't stretch out his faith and do what God told him to do. Refusing to stretch could hurt you and me. Amen.
Amen.
I know sometimes it feels like the safe thing to do is to stay where you are, but if God is calling you to come out from where you are, If God is calling you to stretch forth and farther than you've ever gone before, do not believe the lie of comfort.
Amen.
Comfort's a liar, amen.
Amen.
Comfort will tell you you're better off staying here.
Yes.
Don't believe that lie, amen.
Amen.
God's will is good, it's acceptable, and it's perfect.
Yes.
And if God is calling you to come out, then you need to come out. If God is calling you to stretch forth, then you need to stretch forth. And if you don't stretch forth, amen, you could be hurt. Them 10 spies, they got hurt. Their whole family got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Naaman almost got hurt if his servants didn't save him. But he would have went back. He would have missed out on his blessing.
Amen.
Because of his refusal to stretch forth his faith. Mm-hmm. How many people are potentially missing out on their blessing because of their refusal to stretch out?
Wow.
I'd rather stay right here.
Wow.
I'd rather stay right here. I was talking to a friend of mine on Friday, and I said, you know what? Sometimes I wonder, amen, why I always got to be doing something? Why can't I just sit down? You know what I'm saying? Well, why can't I just be an employee for the rest of my life? Why couldn't I just been a parishioner? Why can't I just be a student? Right? Because in every instance, God was saying, no, I got something else for you to do that required me to stretch out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing for you. God is calling you to do something because God speaks to his people.
Yes.
My sheep know my voice. That means God's talking to you. God is saying something to you. He's calling you to do something. Amen. And it's going to take you to have the willingness to stretch out and to stretch beyond. And if you don't want to do it, it could be something that could be harmful to you. And you know, and listen, I don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want that for somebody else. That's why I know it's the biggest thing you and I can do to encourage each other in our faith.
Yeah.
If you believe God is calling you somewhere, and you know you got a person of faith who has vision and believes God like you believe God, then make sure you talk to them about, God's calling me to do such and such a thing.
Yes.
I think God is leading me to do such and such a thing.
Yes.
You know what you need? You need somebody to say, I'm believing with you. That you
Amen.
Need to.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't need them haters to be saying, well, you know, you need to be careful. How do you need to be careful if God told you to do something? Careful of what? If God told you to do it, what do you need to be careful about?
Right. Amen.
You just need to be obedient. I don't know how this is going to work.
Amen. Wow.
You better be careful. The job market is tight. Not in heaven, it's not.
Amen.
The last thing I want to say is this about the thing. It goes back to what I said earlier about I don't jump out of bed anymore. The other thing about stretching that I found is that the older you get, the more important it is for you to stretch.
Yes.
Christian, you probably, the only time you stretch is when you're yawning. He's 13, right? Leah, you know, you probably all the time you stretch when you're young. But see, when you start getting the, you know, 40s and 50s and 60s,
yes.
Even yawning takes a stretch. You gotta stretch before you yawn. But the older you get, really though, you gotta stretch. And I don't know what it is, it all depends. I find, amen, when I get up, man, I gotta stretch my back.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna bend down even a little bit, man, I gotta stretch a little bit and stretch my legs a little bit. I gotta stretch the older you get. It puts a premium on it, amen, to be able to loosen up and to limber up. And I believe this is a thing that we have to keep in mind too, you know, is that the more we the more we walk with God, the older we get as Christians. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the more experience we get as Christians. You got to realize something, amen. It puts a premium on you having a willingness to stretch. Why? Because sometimes we allow our experience to make it seem like we know everything. You know what I mean? In other words, do you remember Peter, when Jesus was teaching, and he used Peter's boat to teach? And after he finished teaching, he said to Peter, what? Launch out into the deep. And let down your nets for a catch. And what did Peter say to him? We've been out all night. And no fish out there. Right? There's no fish out there. We've been out all night.
Yes.
Using the same boat, using these same nets. I'm an experienced fisherman. You're a carpenter. Right?
Right.
I know how to fish. I've been at this for a long time. But Peter was also a man of faith, and he heard his master saying something to him. See, his experience said this doesn't make any sense. There's a reason why I was fishing all night. Because it's better to fish at night than with all the noise and the hubbub going on during the daytime. Fish ain't going to be coming around. He said, I was fishing all night. I didn't catch anything. I'm an experienced fisherman. But see, he didn't allow his experience as a fisherman to keep him from stretching out in faith and doing something that to him doesn't make any sense to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I may be experienced, but I hear my master telling me to do something.
Yeah.
I might know better than him, or I think, in this situation, but he's more wiser than I am. So if he tells me to do something, I'm going to do it no matter how many times I've been this way. And so when we get older, I don't know about you, but you know, you get older, you start to realize you know some stuff.
Yes.
And praise God that wisdom does come to the gray head, amen? Because the Bible talks about that, right, amen? That we get that wisdom. But please understand that just because you're older and wiser doesn't make you wiser than the only wise God.
Sure.
So if God tells you to do something, don't rely on your experience. How long you've been doing this? How long you've been in church? How long you've been in business? How long you've been married? How long you've done this? How long you've done that? And believe that now that's a basis for you not stretching out in a new way.
Yes, amen.
Especially if it works. Do you know that sometimes God wants to take what's good and make it better in your life? I don't even know if Baskin Robbins is still operating.
Yeah.
But they have what, 31 flavors? That was their sign, 31 flavors?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if God come up to Baskin and Robin, almost like Batman and Robin, come up to Baskin and Robin and said, I got a 32nd flavor. We're good. If that's the problem out of business, that's probably the reason why.
Amen.
God has something. If he has something, it doesn't matter if it's working. If God speaks to you and now wants you to go out and beyond, then you need to follow him no matter how much experience you have.
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
And here's the other good thing. You may be old and creaky and it may take you a little while to stretch or whatever, but the thing is, if you stretch with God, God can still bring you to places and do things to you, through you and for you that you've never seen before.
That's true.
It's never you're never too old. As long as you have within you that desire to get beyond where you are right now.
Amen.
And don't let age become a barrier to you stretching out and beyond. Right? I'm too old. Or I'm too young. It has nothing to do with it. This is about obedience. But the older you get, sometimes we are less inclined to try something new. But if God is calling you to new, then stretch out and beyond. Amen. Go where God is calling you to go. Because I believe right now, this is the time, amen, that God needs to do some things in the earth. You know what I say? He needs to do some things in the earth, and he needs people who aren't content to just sit where they are. to do the same old thing that they always have. He wants people who are ready to stretch out and beyond. And so here Jesus keeps talking to the man, stretch forth your hand. Talking to the man on the mat, rise up and walk. Talking to the blind man, what do you see? Talking to the dead man, come forth. And what's he saying to you? What's he telling you to do? What's he calling you to do? Don't tell me he's not calling you and telling you to do something. If you're listening closely, he's telling you to do something. Now, we get excited when it's for us, right? Right? If God's calling me to a new job, I'm excited about that. If God's calling me to a new house, I'm excited about that. Praise God. You need to be, because there's some people, God wants to put you in a new job, wants to put you in a new career. And right now, you're satisfied where you are, or your scares come from behind the desk. Well, God is talking to you. Listen to him. Stretch out and beyond.
Amen.
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 Stretch out and beyond. But what is it that God is calling you to do? Each one of us should ask that question. We should even just go to God. God, what are you calling me to do? And understand, God is not calling you or me to stay exactly where we are.
That's right.
Even if it's just your personal growth and development, God is calling you to stretch out.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? Amen?
Amen.
He may have a project for you to do. He's calling you to stretch out.
Amen.
He may have some things he wants you to do. Amen. In the church. He's calling you to stretch out.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I can't speak. God been calling you out to speak for a long time. We were listening to somebody. We were at Sunday school today. Somebody, God told him to stretch out. Jonah. Go to Nineveh and tell them to repent. What you want to do? He ran the other direction. Nearly died.
Yep.
But what is God calling you to do, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is, please understand, you're going to have to stretch out. And you know what? Sometimes stretching is uncomfortable. I get it. Mm-hmm. Especially when you got to stretch beyond your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But let this be your comfort. The God who is good, the God who saved your soul, the God who cannot lie,
mm-hmm.
the God who can do all things but fail, is the God who's calling you to stretch out.
Amen.
Let that be your comfort, right?
Amen.
That if God is calling me to this,
I'm going.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe everybody don't believe, no one believes me, no one thinks it makes any sense or whatever, but if God called me to do this, I'm going. And maybe I'm too old, and maybe I'm too young, and maybe I don't have enough money, and maybe I don't have enough education, and maybe I don't have this, and maybe I don't have that. But here's the thing, if I got a command from God, I got everything
Amen.
I need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. If I have a command from God, I got everything that I need. The only missing ingredient now is for me to have that willingness to stretch out and to stretch beyond my current situation and circumstances. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Great things happen when you're able to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This man said, I'm not going to stay here with this withered hand if the Lord is telling me to stretch it out. Don't make any sense to me, but I'm going to stretch it. Amen?
Yes.
And next thing you know, it took some effort. I'm sure it took some effort. But did he do it? It's going to take some effort for you and me, but can we do it?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Can we do it? There's greater things in store for me. There's greater things in store for you. But we're going to have to stretch out and beyond. Amen.
Amen.
I praise God, amen, for the women's tea, amen, because we've seen it. I think the first year, maybe the first 2 years, but the first 2 years, was it here?
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 years? And then last year was at one location, and this year was somewhere else. But you have to see the growth and development that's taking place.
Amen.
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 And how many of you know that any idea that gets executed requires someone to take that idea and to stretch out beyond?
Amen. Yeah.
Where do you think ministry ideas come from? They come from God. But how do they get into action? You gotta be obedient. You gotta stretch out and beyond. We started the food distribution, the Helping Hands ministry. How did that start? With God saying, do it. And then you finally gotta stretch out and do it.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And here's the thing, does it require effort? Oh my God, right? Yeah. And it takes flexibility in doing it, doesn't it, Brother Les? But there were some unexpected things. You didn't know you were going to be an Uber driver. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It takes flexibility if you're going to go do it. But if you don't have the flexibility, you go, what? I'm not doing this.
Yes.
Right? Amen. You don't have the willingness. You don't, then nothing gets done. But glory to God, when you know what stretching means, it means, amen, that I got to get out of this comfort zone, that I got to be flexible, amen, that it's going to be something that if I stretch, it's going to allow me to see the will of God come to pass in my life. And that's the last thing anybody, any child of God wants to be, is out of the will of God.
Yes, amen.
Right?
Yep.
And so we're going to stretch, amen. So I believe that God is talking to you, and he's talking to me, he's talking to us, amen. And again, it could be in terms of personal development, or it could be the next big thing. Samsung think it got the next big thing, but God's the one that got the next big thing.
Amen.
And who's to say that the next big thing is not coming through you? Right? Right? And if it's not the next big thing as far as this whole world is concerned, it could be pretty big for you and your family. It could be pretty big for your church. It could be pretty big for your community. Amen. It could be pretty big for your marriage. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
But let God speak to us, and let us have a willingness to stretch out and beyond. Don't be comfortable. Don't, amen, reject the comfort of the status quo. Be daring. People of God are daring when they have a commandment from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's rest on our feet today and pray. Hallelujah, as God leads us out, calls us out, amen, as we come out in faith. Father, we bless you and we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, 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 that, Father, you are calling us out to the deep. You are calling us to get beyond our comfort zone, oh God, because you have a great work for us to do in this earth, and you have great work that you want to do on the inside of each one of us. Father God, bless us, oh God, and help us to stretch out and beyond our current limitations, oh God. To not accept the status quo as the way things have to be for the rest of our lives if you are calling us to a place called different. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. That, Father God, that your voice is going out to your people here and all across this earth. As you are calling us, oh God, to come out at this time to be used by you in even greater ways, to make a greater mark, oh God, to have a greater influence, oh God, in our families, in our homes, and on our jobs, in our schools, in our communities, in our churches, God, in this world. Father, we believe there is no limit to what you would do through us, to us, and for us, oh God, if we will simply stretch out and beyond of where we are right now. Father, we pray that you will take us from faith to faith and from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that we will respond to your voice in obedience, oh God, not concerning ourselves with whether it makes sense, not concerning ourselves whether we're too old, not concerning ourselves if we don't have enough resources, but Father, simply putting our trust in you. That if the God of our salvation called us to do it, he shall equip us to do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so, Father, we are excited, oh God, as we now incline our ear to your voice even the more.
Yes.
And, Father, as we do it with an expectation that you are calling us to the new. That you are calling us out beyond the area of comfort. To a place where we can stretch forth our faith and see the power of God revealed in our lives. And so, Father, we're excited and we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, that you are not done with us yet. We are excited, oh God, that the best is yet to come. We are excited, oh God, because behold, you shall do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and we and the world shall know it.
Yes. Yes.
And so, Father, we give you the praise and thanks for newness of life.
Yes.
And we give you the honor for what you are doing and what you shall do. We give you the praise in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Going to start.